For people who've never heard of an elephant bird, what do they need to know?
I think, first off, the size. They are colossal.
I'm Flora Lichtman with Scientific American's Science Quickly. This is episode 2 of my homage to Earth's real big birds. Last episode, we talked about the biggest bird to fly. Today, we're homing in on the heaviest bird to set its scaly foot down on planet Earth. The elephant bird.
They are outstanding.
This is elephant bird expert and paleontologist James Hansford.
Just absolute titans of the bird world.
Elephant birds lived in Madagascar. They seem to be mostly herbivorous, none of them flew, and there were a number of different species that ranged from the size of an ostrich to the size of a smart car.
The biggest I've measured was just somewhere around 1,900 pounds.
Oh my God. I'm having a hard time really even picturing that.
Yeah. How do you even picture it? Well, when I measured the leg bone, so particularly in this case, it was a femur, it was over a foot in circumference. So that is ginormous.
Oh my God. The circumference of the femur is over a foot.
Yeah.
Shut the cluck up. These behemoths appeared 30 million years ago, and they stuck around a long time.
They were alive up to 1,000 years ago, but we know so much less about them than, say, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
There are all these questions because there are very large gaps in the fossil record.
This is paleogeneticist Alicia Greeley. She worked with James and other colleagues to answer some basic questions about elephant birds, such as, who are they related to? How did they evolve? Who made up the group?
There's just been a lot of debate throughout history about how many species there were.
Scientists have debated the elephant bird family tree since their discovery in the 1800s. And of particular interest were the most elephantine members of the elephant bird herd, like the ones with the giant leg bones that James mentioned. For a long time, the biggest specimens had been classified as jumbo members of a species known as Apiornis maximus. But they're hundreds of pounds heavier than the other maximus specimens. And their bones look different too.
And a few years ago, there was a suggestion that these largest bones were so big that they must have belonged to a different species.